Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Yes, okay.
Okay, if you ask for forgiveness for a sin, you should not commit the same sin the next day.
Because then you're just lying to the Lord, honey. Yeah. Lying to the Lord.
Amen. Amen. All righty. Well, we're gonna get into some music. Here. Okay. I don't know what's going on. Okay. We got a problem with our technical problem with our music for some reason. Okay. Let me try this. Okay. Here we go.
Listen.
Pastor Wanda with us. How are you doing today, Pastor Wanda?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Blessed and highly favored. Giving all praise and honor to God first and foremost. That he allowed me to have one more day to serve, to give him praise, worship, and acknowledge and magnify his name in Jesus'
Amen.
Name and sit in his presence.
Amen. That's great. Well, I've got a great service lined up for you. I've got a sermon I'm going to give, I announced it earlier, is what's so amazing about grace, and I'm taking it from Titus, so it's going to be a good one. I'm just going to play some a little bit more praise and worship music, to get our audience ready to go, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Here we go.
Love is one. Children. to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be?
Jesus is the only
That's all I was doing, investing in God's presence. It's awesome and mighty. You know, it's God. He gives the glory. Only Him. Amen.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. I got so much going on. Thank you, Lord. You know, He let me sleep as I talked to you this morning. And had me walking and praying and talking to people before this Super Bowl down here. And I remember I was talking about the Jesus.
Yeah.
I told you about the Jesus Bowl. They need to be praising and worshiping that. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Oh,
okay. It's good to have a service, you know, on Sunday. I love doing the sermons, and I love doing the service. Hey, it won't stop me. Super Bowl won't stop me. Okay? I'm going to.
Nothing can stop you. Never can stop, because if God for you, who can be against you?
That's right.
Amen
for that. All right. Man. Okay. Well, we're getting ready to get into the service. Okay. Wanda, would you like to give us an opening prayer for the service?
All right. Okay, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Great Heavenly Father, we just glorify and magnify for who you are, Father God. And Father, we just want to acknowledge your name. You're Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sikkim, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rohi, Adonai, Elyon, our bright and morning star, the bishop of our soul. You are everything. You're the air we breathe, Father God. You are life. You speak through the blood, Father God. Father, you're living water and bread of life. Father, I just thank you. You're the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. There's so many names I can call. I just want to acknowledge you, not asking for anything, because you already know this day is already planned. I thank you have given us victory through our Lord. In 1 Corinthians 15:56-57, the sting of death is sin, the strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God who gives us victory to our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for protection, healing, deliverance, restoration. I thank you souls will be won today. I thank you for a mighty move of God today. I thank you for miracles, healing, deliverance, strongholds. Oh, my God. So much, Father God. I just want to thank you for this segment of the show. As pastor, my brother, go forward with the word. Father God, let the words from his mouth and the meditation of his heart be accepted in your eyesight, O Lord, our God, Redeemer. In Psalm 19:14. Father, have your way in and through him, Father God. So I'm asking for a double portion of anointing. I thank you for the Holy Spirit will move. And just like it said in Zechariah 4:6, it's not by the might of man or the power of man, but it's by your Spirit. Father, I cover him right now. Let him speak the oracles of you, Father God. And Father, let every hearer listen to the heart, through the spirit realm, Father God. Not just in the natural, but where the issue flows is from the heart of the issue of life is through the heart. Let the spiritual ears be able to hear today, Father God. And Father, I love you and I thank you. But Father, you already know what we need before we ask. And I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Pastor Wanda. Now,
thank you.
If you could take this off a speakerphone, it would be great, because we're getting an echo.
Okay, I'm going to take it off. And if I get cut off for a minute, I try to call back in. Something going on in the spirit realm, because with my ears, okay? But it's all
okay.
Right. If I get cut off, you know, I'm here with you. I'm going to get ready to hold on. Because I'm
okay.
Trying to keep this stuff with my ears. Something's going on, okay?
All right.
So I see it. If it clicks me off, I'll be back. If I don't,
okay, no problem.
Right there, okay?
All righty.
All right, brother.
Okay. Well, let's get started here. See how many of these common phrases we hear so often you can complete. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. make money the old-fashioned way, we earn it. There's no such thing as a free lunch. There is no gain without pain. And God helps those who help themselves. See, everything about the American way of life teaches us this simple truth. In life, you get what you earn. You get what you work for. You get what you pay for. There's nothing wrong with that at all. That should be the American way. The problem is many people think the same way you relate to your paycheck or to your possessions is the way you relate to God. You see, but God does not relate to us on the basis of our goodness. He relates to us on the basis of his grace. So I want to talk to you today about what, to me, next to Jesus, is the sweetest word in all the Bible. And that is the word grace. Apart from it, grace, you cannot know God. Apart from grace, you cannot understand God. Apart from grace, you cannot relate to God. So I do not know of a word that is more important to the church than the word grace. You see, without grace, we would have to close our doors because we would not have a ministry. Without grace, I would be without a job because I would not have a message. Now, there are many definitions of grace, but let me give you just two. Grace is anything that I need but don't deserve, that I could never repay, but God gives it to me anyway. Grace is the face that God puts on it when he looks at my failures, my faults, and my flaws. Now, most believers know what grace is, and there has been uncounted millions of unbelievers who have sung about what we call amazing grace. But I believe there are a lot of believers, and I believe that all unbelievers don't understand what grace does. And that is the focus of this great message from the pen of the Apostle Paul we're going to study today. You see, firstly, grace saves us from sin's penalty. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. That's verse 11. Now, focus on that one phrase, grace of God that brings salvation. Notice immediately, it is not the goodness of people that brings salvation. It is not the sincerity of religion that brings salvation. It is the grace of God that brings salvation. Now, I understand what grace really is. You've got to put two adjectives with it. It is unconditional grace. There are no strings attached to God's grace. There is nothing you can do to earn it. There is no way you can work for it. There is not enough money to buy it. It's a gift. For by the grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. That means that salvation is not based on my performance. It is based on God's promise. It's not based on my merit. It's based on God's mercy. It's not based on my goodness. It's based on God's grace. We have such a poor understanding of what grace really is. For example, in the business world, loan companies have what they call a grace period. If you don't pay your debt on time, you get a 5 or maybe 10-day grace period, and then you get a notice and they tack on a late charge. I've got news for you. That isn't grace. That's probation. But the grace that I'm talking about is total, unconditional. So let me ask you a question. How do you spell salvation? Now, I don't really mean literally. Let me tell you what I mean. Many people spell salvation as D-O. That is, there is something we have to do to be saved, whether it is join the church, do good works, give to the poor, but you have to do something. Some people want to spell salvation as don't. Their thinking is if you don't do certain things like murder, rob, rape, or steal, then you're saved. But then, do you know what God spells salvation? It is done. There are no strings attached. There is no fine print in the contract. When you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, God accepts you into his family. I meet people on a daily basis who are striving, straining, trying, yearning, burning to earn the grace of God when all you have to do is just receive salvation as a gift. I heard about a man who always went to work by taking a ferry from one end of the river to the other. One day the man was late to work. He was trying to make this particular ferry, and as he looked up, he saw the ferry was about 12 feet from the shore. Well, he began to run down the hill as fast as he could. As he reached the edge of the pier, he leaped with all his might, straining every muscle to reach the ferry, and he landed on the other side flat on his face. He skinned his nose, cut his lip, tore his shirt, ripped his pants, but he made it. He was so excited, he leaped up and said, "Can you believe what I just did?" The captain of the ferry looked at him and said, "Son, we weren't going out, we were coming in." So look at that praise again. The grace of God that brings salvation. God has personally hand-delivered salvation to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. All we have to do is take it. It is unmerited grace. You see, you can't understand what it means to have a relationship with God without understanding grace, because that is the only way you can have a relationship with God. The only place that grace is available is through Jesus Christ. Acts 15:11 says, "We believe it's through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved." Amen? Now, why must it come through Jesus Christ? Why can't it come through Muhammad, Buddha, a pastor, a priest? Because Jesus is the one who paid for it. See, nobody else has ever volunteered to pay for your sins, nor has anyone died for your sins, nor has anyone payment been accepted for your sins, except for Jesus Christ. So I want you to understand that grace is free, but grace is not cheap. Somebody had to pay for your sins, and that's what Jesus did. You see, you cannot earn what has already been bought and paid for. You can receive it, or you can reject it, but you cannot earn it. If you have ever played in Monopoly, there's a part of the game that's a great illustration of grace. It's a blessing to get it. It's called the get-out-of-jail-free card. See, grace is God's go-to-heaven free card. He gives us when we receive Jesus Christ. Secondly, grace strengthens us against sin's power. Now, we are immediately told in verse 12 that this grace that has appeared teaches us the moment you become a believer, you not only become part of God's family, you are enrolled in the Grace University. Now, there is only one professor in this university, and his name is Dr. Grace. The first day you go to school, he teaches you two lessons. God loves you the way you are. God loves you too much to let you stay that way. There are three lessons that you're taught over and over at Grace University. See, we can leave the sinful life. Okay, teaching us is denying ungodliness and worldly lust in verse 12. I know some people that believe grace is a dangerous doctrine. They say that if you teach a person that he is saved by grace and that goodness and God and good works have nothing to do with it, receiving salvation, the people will think they can just receive God's grace and go out and live any way they want to. In fact, that very thing was happening in the early church. And Jude 4 says, some godless people have wormed their way in among you, saying that God's grace and forgiveness allows us to live immoral lives. You see, Jude calls anyone who teaches this type of trash godless. You see, grace does not give you the license to live like you want to. It gives you the liberty to live like you ought to. See, you know what grace does. It changes you. It changes your heart. Because God gives you a new heart. It changes your head because you begin to think the way Jesus wants you to think. It changes your habits because you just want to do those things that bring glory and honor to the one who has given you grace to begin with. I know that a person has experienced the grace of God when two things are true about him. One, he cannot live like he used to. He wants to live like he ought to. I heard someone say one time, if your religion has not changed your life, then you had better change your religion. When grace comes into your life, it not only gives you a love for God, it gives you a hatred for sin. We can live the sanctified life. Now, by sanctified, I simply mean a life that is set apart for God's will and God's glory. That is why we continue to read in verse 12, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. You may not realize it, but those three words take care of every part of your life. You see, the Bible says that we are three-part beings. We have a body, a soul, and a spirit. Now, first of all, we are to live soberly. That means to live under self-control. That deals with my soul or my inward life. Through grace, I'm allowed to God to control my thoughts and my attitudes. Then it says I am to live righteously. That deals with my body or outward life. The Christian is someone whom Christ lives. When Christ comes to live within you, you simply live out the Christ that lives in you. Then I am to live godly. That deals with my spirit or the upward life. I am to live like God who would live and like God would want me to live. Here's the point. God not only gives you grace to live with him in heaven, he gives you grace so you can live for him on earth. See, we can love the servant life. What grace does for us, it makes us zealous for works in verse 14. The word zealous literally means boiling or burning hot. Grace literally will set you on fire to be right, to do right, to act right, and to live right. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that always having all sufficiency in all things may have abundance for every good work. Some people think that grace is the end of being saved. Quite the contrary, it's just the beginning. The grace that saves you from sin is the grace that sends you to serve. Now, thirdly, grace will separate us from sin's presence. You see, in verse 13 tells us that we are to be looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. One day, by the grace of God, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back and take us away from that very presence of sin. You see, Jesus came the first time to take my sin away from me. He's coming the second time to take me away from all sin. When he comes back, he's not only going to take me to something, he's going to take me from something. I don't know how often you think about heaven, but I will promise you this. The older you get, the more you will think about it. I want you to remember this. You won't need bars over your windows in heaven. You won't need locks on your doors in heaven. And you won't need alarm systems around your home in heaven. In heaven, there are no police because there is no crime. There are no courts because there will be no criminals. There are no jails because there are no convicts. And it is all by the grace of God. Almost every business person in America knows the name of Peter Drucker. He has an IQ that is off the chart. He is the father of American management. In fact, he wrote the first book on management over 50 years ago. His books are studied even to this day in every business school in America and around the world. You may not know this, but Peter Drucker is a Christian. A pastor friend of mine, who is a very close friend of Peter Drucker, went to his home one day to talk to him with him and said to him, "How is it that you finally became a Christian? How did you finally step across the line and put your trust in Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord?" He said Peter Drucker thought about it for just a second and said, "When I finally understood grace, I realized I was never going to get a better deal than that." So, well, you are never going to get a better deal than the deal I'm going to offer you. For your sin, God is willing to give you salvation. For your failures, God is willing to give you forgiveness. For your guilt, God is willing to give you grace absolutely free. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 says, "The Lord longs to be gracious to you." So maybe you held off accepting Jesus because you were afraid of being rejected. Let me tell you something. The Bible says that anyone who wants to come to Jesus can come to Jesus and he will be accepted because that's what grace is all about. So let us pray. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you that you lead us on all of our paths. Together we praise your name, Lord. We plead with you, stay with us, especially when the world grows darker, Lord. Stay with us and send down your power, Lord. Send your power in to answer our prayers, Lord. For all people we pray, Lord. Father in heaven, these are our brothers and sisters in spite of their failures and sins, Lord. Help them, O God. May they soon come to realize who you are, Lord, what you are doing, Lord, and what you will still do, Lord, so the whole world can be joyful and all the people on earth may know the blessing of being your children. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, that was this the sermon. It's now over. But now it's getting to the most important question, okay? And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, you will have a chance to in a few moments. Let me ask you, are you tired of walking around aimlessly in life not knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Okay, maybe you're not having a successful life, or maybe you suffer from some type of depression or anxiety, or maybe you have an addiction to alcohol or drugs or sexual immorality, gambling or overeating. You see, God can take that away, but guess what, folks? God has got to know you first in order for him to do so. If he doesn't know you, he can't help you. So I ask you, won't you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior today? If so, please say the simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gracefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and give me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior today. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, if you just said this prayer, okay, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say may the Lord bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. Now, we've got a call-in number, okay? If you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ today, January 3rd, okay, at 3:50 p.m., I want you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that is 657-383-1487. 1487, and then press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, okay, you will come on live, okay, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and Pastor Wanda and I are here for you to answer any questions that you may have, okay?
And so, let's remember, no 111 callers will be accepted, so please call from your real phone numbers.
Yes, amen. Okay, and you see right now the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everybody in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, as your personal Lord and Savior. So let us rejoice with them as well by calling in. Again, the number is 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Amen. All righty. Okay, Pastor Wanda, that's the end of the sermon. What'd you think? Are you there, Pastor Wanda? Well, I'm going to play a song, and hopefully we can get Pastor Wanda back. Here we go.
Thank you.
right. Grace is very important in life. Without grace, we have nothing. I would be not preaching to you today, okay? Because I wouldn't have a message without grace. Grace, okay, is a foundation, okay, of our faith. Amen?
Amen.
Pastor Wanda, are you there?
I think we lost Pastor
Wong. No, she's still here. Or she's still in the red, and she's got the one key, okay, pressed, so.
Well, you know, she's been so busy and tired lately, she may have fallen asleep.
Oh, I hope not. I hope not. Okay. Well, let's play some more music. Okay.
Play something lively. Maybe she'll wake up.
Okay. Well, here we go. Here's something lively. Here we go. Let's see what happens.
Captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new street. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And we'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you.
Thank you. Pastor Wanda dropped. Oh, man. That's terrible. Okay, I was trying to get her to come on. Let's play another song. Coping prayers are not faith-filled prayers. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and barely getting by. Just barely surviving is not a legitimate hope. Ask for things that better and best. That is the prayer that delights my heart and the prayer that I'm disposed to answer. Making decisions today to live by the principles of the highest first. I have given you all things richly to enjoy. There is nothing anemic about the promise of my word. The work of Calvary is in your life. To do a complete, full, overabundant deliverance is not a barely getting by weak answer to a feeble prayer. So plan, says God, to go first class all the way, for I am not a second class God in any manner. And believing for better and best, you are finally opening your thinking up to what I actually have in mind for you. Amen. Well, like I said, this prophetic message goes out to those who need it. And you do know who you are. Okay? So I hope this prophetic message help you. Okay? Get by in life. Well, let's play some more music here.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time. With no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life.
Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Oh, hey, now glad you're back. What happened?
I'm back. God had somebody else come in, then another. So I will speak to you not on the station, but it's a blessing from God. But it's awesome that God, how he does things. And I found the number to call this person, and this is an opportunity to more a kingdom business.
All right.
Yes. So, yeah,
amen.
Grace.
Did you hear
okay.
the message? Did you hear the message?
I heard the message. You can't live any kind of way. Yes, I did. See, we are under grace, not under the law. It's God riches at Christ's expense. Christ came to save us, to set us free, redeem, heal, restore, bring us resurrection, bring us eternal life. I heard it.
Amen.
It's all in one big package, and all can have it. All can have it, you know, through grace. And many people are rejecting grace, and there's something. But all of us have been like that, but when you come to know that love that came to die for us, and that's Jesus. And if Jesus didn't come, we wouldn't have grace. We'd be still under the law.
That's right. Amen.
Yes,
yeah,
I heard somewhat of it, and, you know, God, we wouldn't have reconciliation. We wouldn't be in right standing with God. But through what Jesus Christ, that blood, grace abound. Grace abound through Jesus Christ. And I thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. That's all I can say. If it weren't for that grace and mercy, where would we be?
Amen. It's like I'm, without grace, I wouldn't have a radio ministry. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing to talk about.
Without grace, we wouldn't have life. We wouldn't have nothing. You know, the radio station God have allowed you to have, and it's only God's grace and where he brought you from, okay? And, you know, just like with me and a lot of the body of Christ, because nobody could else save us. Nobody could do the things to have that abundant life, and grace give us eternal life as well. I looked at a lot of things through Jesus with the word. Somebody been saying a certain thing, it's been so powerful, just like today it was powerful. And profound, and God wants all to know there's grace. Grace is for you. Grace is today. Grace.
Yes.
So through salvation, if we didn't have grace, we wouldn't have salvation. Everything is surrounding Jesus. What God sent Jesus to do, that grace is abounding. That grace is so much love that words can't begin to have a relationship, and we can go to the presence. We don't have to be under the law and have a priest to pray for us. We can go because Jesus tore the veil, and we can go. That's that grace. That's the grace. That cross brought forth grace. The life of Jesus brought forth grace. The blood, the covenant, the atonement. We can go on and on about the grace. It ain't grace, but it's not greasy grace, and we can't do what we want. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, we're getting down to the end.
Amen.
I'm here, and I want to remind everybody that we're going to be taking Monday off. Okay, we do not have anything on Monday nights. We will be Tuesday night with Purpose Gospel Radio, and hopefully Wednesday. Okay,
we will have it in Jesus' name.
Pastor Wanda is going to be doing Women of God, Daughters of a King.
Amen.
So,
Women of God,
hey, all you get ready to listen to Pastor Wanda on Wednesday night. Okay. Thursday, we're going to have prayer, praise, and worship. And hopefully Friday, we're going to get another Pastor's Corner going and get some
more
on, okay, and talk
Amen.
About. And then this Saturday is going to be issues with mental illness, and then that brings us back to Sunday where we are today. Okay?
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. So I got Tony up, okay, right here, and he's going to give us his closing prayer and statement.
May you all sleep well tonight and wake in his love. May your week be filled with happiness and joy. And may you keep well until we meet again, which will be at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time here at the Rainbow Ministries. Pastor Kent, myself, Tony F., on occasion, you love her, Sister Wanda. So we'll see you then.
Amen. God bless. Okay. So everybody have a blessed night. All my listeners that have been listening on the link, may you be blessed. Okay, and
now go watch the Super Bowl.
Yes, go watch the Super Bowl. Okay, have some fun. Okay, I don't know who you're going for, but I'm going for the Rams. Okay, so hopefully the Rams win tonight instead of the Patriots. Amen. Okay, we're going to say a prayer for the Rams.
I was going to cut you off.
Okay, so good night, everybody. God bless. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm going to play one song to take us out. Okay, hold on. I got to do a song to take us out. So here we go.
Last night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up. Some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough. And all I know is you're my only hope. When I'm down. Turn these eyes to my soul protector and break the will of this born instructor.
good night, and have fun watching the Super Bowl. Bye-bye, all.
God bless.
God bless.